I think sometimes Christians have the mistaken idea that because they're saved, that life is supposed to go easy. No, my friend, the Bible doesn't teach that. Because you're saved, there will be difficulties and trials and persecutions in your life, but that doesn't mean that God isn't with you or that God doesn't love you. No, my friend, it means this, that your faith is being tested and God is doing the inner work in your life.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
The Apostle Paul had this assurance, or he had this conviction, and that was this, that he knew that nothing could separate him from the love of God. And I pray that you and I would have that revelation and understanding that no matter what happens, we know that God loves us and that God is sovereign, that God is in control. In fact, in the book of Romans in chapter 8 and verse 28, it says, "And we know that all things work together for us for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose." But sometimes Christians think, well, if that verse is true, that means nothing bad will happen to me. No, that's not what that verse means. It doesn't mean you're not going to go through trials or hardships or difficulties. No, we can look out through the Bible and see that many saints of God went through hardships and trials and persecutions because of their faith in the Lord. They were attacked by the devil, by Satan himself, trying to shipwreck their faith. No, my beloved, because you're saved doesn't exclude us from having difficulties in our lives. Most of the time, though, it's the fire or the trial that we try to avoid. We don't want to be in the fire. We don't want the trial. We want the path of least resistance. Give me the easy road. Give me the comfortable, easy route. But that's not the way of God. See, for Paul or the apostles or the early Christians, it wasn't easy. It was hard for them. It was difficult. They felt the pressures of life. They experienced the heat of persecutions. They withstood the powers of darkness and the opposition from those who hated Christianity. And perhaps that's where you are right now. You're just trying to serve the Lord. Wherever you are on the face of this earth, and perhaps you're facing opposition from even loved ones, your family or friends or neighbor, co-workers, because of your faith in Jesus. Paul wants them to know that all that they are experiencing is not in vain. In other words, God is working, he's in control, he loves them, and yes, God has a plan, and he's working that plan out right now in your life, hallelujah. See, what the devil may try to use for your destruction, God will turn it around and use it for your good and his glory. God's in control, not the devil. God is in control of your life, not the devil. The Lord is doing the inner work by the power of his Spirit. This is done by the grace of God to those who trust and believe him by faith. Although the early Christians were enduring persecution and hardship, Paul wanted to reassure them that the Lord was still with him and God was working behind the scenes. And my friend, if God be for you, then who can be against you? Now, although Joseph experienced hardships and betrayal and setbacks in his life, didn't mean that God was against him. Not at all. The Lord was with Joseph the entire time, and God is with those who love him. He's with those that trust him. He's with those who put their faith in him regardless of the circumstance. And by the way, can I say that God is working in you? That's right. He's sanctifying you right now. He's changing you. You might say, I don't see anything going on. I don't see God working in my life. Well, my friend, if you're a Christian, God's working. If you have faith in him, God is working. He's pouring you from glass to glass. He's working things in you and he's working things out of you that will bring him glory. That's how much he loves you. He loves you too much to leave you like you are. He wants to change you and conform you to the image of his son. Oh, praise God that he loves us that much. My friend, don't lose heart. Don't quit or give up on God, but trust him.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.